The CEO of Boeing told NBC News in an interview that aired today that a major American airline could go out of business by September. This despite the generous support the industry has gotten from Congress. Let's bring in Seth Kaplan, transportation analyst for Here and Now. Seth, we know passenger traffic is down about 94% right now. The average plane is flying just 23 passengers. And the fear is that this number is not going to bounce back for some time. Is Boeing CEO right that one or more airlines might not make it?
When you listen to the interview, Jeremy, Calhoun, as you said, answers yes to the question of whether a U.S. airline could go under. And then he kind of walks that back a bit and says he's not making a prediction. I contacted Boeing today to kind of press them on that. A spokesperson told me he didn't have a particular airline in mind. He was just agreeing with the idea that things will be bad here for a while. All of that aside, though, if we forget about parsing words, you know, sometimes the question's more interesting than the answer. Sometimes what you don't say is more interesting than what you do say. And what's remarkable here is that a journalist can even ask that question credibly just months removed from record profits for some of these airlines, and that Boeing CEO can't just answer absolutely not.
Months removed from record profits, but just weeks removed from a big bailout from the federal government. Are the airlines going to need another bailout soon, and would they get one?
It depends largely on questions bigger than the airline industry. For example, when will a vaccine be available? But look, no company is set up to last forever without most of its customers. Important to note, most of the money they've gotten so far hasn't really put them on good footing as much as it has just kind of made it possible for them to keep paying their employees. A lot of this aid ends at the end of September, Jeremy. Some of these airlines could survive a while longer without more aid, but with a lot more pain in terms of pay cuts and job losses. So it's partly a political question in terms of what politicians are willing to stomach in terms of that.
A lot of people are comparing this moment to September 11th and how it changed what we have to do before getting on a plane. Do you think we're going to see mandatory temperature checks or even COVID tests before we board airplanes, kind of like we now have to take off our shoes or remove our laptops from our bags to go through security?
Frontier became the first airline to announce it's going to take everybody's temperature as we board. If you're 100.4 or higher, you can't fly. That'll begin June 1st. We'll see how many other airlines match. With so much, Jeremy, regarding this pandemic, there's been so little federal guidance that airlines have sort of had to figure it out on their own, haven't they? What's clear is that there will be changes. Less clear how exactly those will look. But the temperature checks at least seem like one that's manageable, and that'll provide some level of comfort along with the mandatory masks now on most airlines.
Well, and many passengers feel that they would be more comfortable if they didn't have somebody sitting right next to them on the plane. And a lot of airlines have said they're leaving the middle seats open, but apparently not United Airlines. Last week, a passenger says she was horrified to find her whole plane packed. What are your rights as a passenger if you do have to fly and notice they've placed someone right next to you?
Right now, just a question of airline policy, no particular right. American has said it'll block middle seats through the end of May, Delta through the end of June. Question, of course, whether that 18 inches of a middle seat blocked actually helps you. Obviously, it's not 6 feet, but I think a lot of people would feel better without somebody immediately next to them than with somebody, and better with 100 people on an airplane rather than 150.
I have to say, even with all this, I can't wait till I can fly again, Seth. I can't not wait until I can go somewhere. Seth Kaplan here, now transportation analyst. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.